Welcome to the podcast.
Hey.
I'll go grab one. I'm going to grab one right now.
Perfect.
Get it going, dude. You guys get to know each other.
Welcome to the podcast.
Matt, boys.
Matt and Will Compton, two of the most.
I'm so happy we fucking met.
I know. Positive.
Man. Yes.
Up, dude, you two.
That was a great depth.
That was nasty, dude.
You guys are going to be bros, dude.
It's fucking two thunderclouds.
Dude, you are
colliding.
The fucking best.
No, you two are going to be the bros, dude.
Can I get energy. After this? I'll get your number. We can we can group chat it.
Hell yeah, that'd be awesome. Nice.
I got to give a. Dude, you're
going to. Curveball.
Your guys' show?
Yeah.
Is the best.
That's crazy.
You're what's the best part of the show isn't even the show itself. It's the fucking comment section. It's the dogs out there.
Don't tell these fucking idiots.
Dude,
that.
I'm telling you. I'll click on your
you
guys'
just cut open the dog food bag, yeah. Dude. They're fucking
dude, sometimes I'll just log on just to see your guys' comments. Like you guys had Danny McBride on, which by the way, fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I saw one of the dogs out there saying, like, hey, you know, this dog might have to light a candle and pull a bubble bath just to listen to this one. But you guys' comments
no, those guys
incredible.
Are funny. The ones that are like, Shane's nervous, you can tell. It's like, yeah, dude, I was nervous.
Obviously.
That's my favorite guy of all time.
Maybe we do have the funniest, coolest fans.
And
maybe.
I like forced them into doing it.
What?
I don't McBride. Like, I didn't force them to do it, but like, I was like, can I do this? Can we have this happen? And they're like, yeah. Oh, sure.
He seemed. Imagine how he must be
he
bored.
Was fine.
He's bored because all the right tours are shit. Striking.
He was quiet for a little bit when the pot opened.
Yeah. So it's, was dude, so was I. I was just
nervous.
He was waiting for us to ask some questions.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think he understood.
Dude, you're so cool.
Yeah. For real, the only dude. Thing Matt did some preparation, and thank Christ,
dude.
Because if Matt did not do preparation, the whole podcast would have been me going. Eastbound Down was like, I based my personality off that for like 10 years. That was it. That was all I came into it with. That was the one fucking, that was my game plan.
Yeah, just talk like, Eastbound
I'll
Down.
I'll say that.
You pull your swivel chair over and you hug him like.
Dude, I love you so much.
The Eastbound
Down. Will
you
please come to the show?
Eastbound and Down outtakes with Will Ferrell. Like,
dude,
those are the best.
Feel it down my plums?
Outtakes, yes, bro.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. That was I still think that might have been the funniest show ever.
I think it is the funniest show.
I don't think anything can come close to being like three seasons of it, too. I've never seen if a show is funny, usually by the third season, goodbye.
I think four.
Four of Eastbound and Down?
There's four.
Oh, there was a sports episode.
Sports. That's your favorite one.
There's four seasons.
Sports. Yeah, yeah. First one's Home, Mexico. Sports Sesh.
Sports Sesh.
Oh, no. South Carolina.
Yeah.
Number three is South Carolina, then Sports Sesh season four.
Dude, four seasons.
Yeah.
You're all about it, dude.
I've watched it so many times.
You like Danny?
That's the greatest intro to any show.
Yeah,
somebody says something fucked up and it freezes on them and starts the music and he's found down. Yeah. My favorite intro is when it's Sports Sesh season four when Stevie's excited because Kenny killed on the last episode and then he goes out the parking lot. He's like, I'm so fucking excited. He punches, he breaks a car window. Starts, yeah, that's nice. Anyway, that was about what this is the conversation I prepared. Let's say you're
Danny
McBride.
Like,
I was gonna go. Remember this part?
Yeah. Like, well, what'd you think going into this, dude?
Pure fucking.
I was
Chris
thinking
Farley.
About doing that as a warm up exercise for every episode. Just do the same, like the thing dudes do at bars, and be like, "Yo, dude, remember that part in Old School?"
Yeah, remember like, Anchorman?
Yeah, and it's go
San Diego, a whale's vagina. By the way, that's how comedy begins.
Yeah,
for every dude that starts like stand up that's like our age, we were the dudes quoting college movies.
I mean,
we were in college quoting Anchorman, and people were like, dude, this guy's unbelievably funny.
It's got to be the best generation of comedy movies, yeah?
Maybe just because we're our age. I'm sure that if you ask your dads, they'll be like Caddyshack.
Yeah, that's true.
That shit.
But I feel like those are the two waves, right?
Yeah.
Like there hasn't really been one since the Anchorman, the world.
Yeah, you're right. There hasn't been.
There was
been.
Like there's two SNL waves.
Can't Hardly Wait? Like dudes in ski goggles, like, woo!
That was funny.
That was cool.
The Seth Green.
Yeah, the Seth Green era of comedy. I don't remember what the movie's about. I know it's just people.
There's like SNL waves like that, where it's like Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, all those guys.
True.
And then it was Farley, Sandler, those guys.
Not
and then
the
it was
Roxbury,
Will Ferrell.
That was big.
And those guys.
There was a whole 4 years of guys just going like this. At
yeah, that was big.
Like, that was just funny. A dude would be born, and that was as funny as he could be, was just quoting another movie. And then you die.
That's as funny as you. That's as funny
that's
as most people get.
Yeah.
Most people try and can't remember the quote. They're like, who would eat 30 bags of lunches? And then they remember, and then Chris Farley's eating them.
In high school, it'd literally be like you just quote off and be like, yo, name the movie. You just try to get your boys on yeah. quotes. What's the most quotable movie you think?
Dumb and Dumber's up there.
Yeah, I was going to say Ace Ventura.
Dumb and Dumber's almost every line.
Dude, if you came out and did a Do Not Go In There to the bathroom, you crushed. In the early 90s, you Do Not Go In There. Everyone's like, oh, dude.
You talked with your butt cheeks.
I remember
that. Ask for some Banaka. It's over.
Dude, mine's, I think Wedding Crashers, bro.
Wedding yeah. Crashers is up there. I forgot you're big. We listed the first episode I did with them. Mm-hmm. We did tiers. They do this thing where they list tiers, top tier, middle tier, whatever. Mm-hmm. And some bullshit. And some gimmicky bullshit.
Download Bus with the Boys. Go subscribe.
Theirs was comedians, best comedians, mm-hmm. actors, comedic yeah. actors. His number
you
one tier
number one, though.
Was Owen Wilson.
No.
You had Owen Wilson tier.
I thought
one.
It was Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
And you're like, were you coming off like, Deadpool? You might be coming off Deadpool, though.
Yeah, I was like, I kept bringing up Ryan Reynolds for any type of comedy. And he's like, yo, what's the deal with you and Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds, obviously, he's funny, but he's not.
What he movie? Crushes.
Tier what one? Movie,
dude? What movie was
Farley?
It?
Farley? Sandler?
Yeah, I want to say that tier Will list. Ferrell? I think I was trolling a little bit. I think I threw in Owen Wilson.
You got me with your rap. You, dude, I thought
Owen
it was
Wilson because I said Owen Wilson. Did I say Ben Stiller?
No. Stiller's
not bad, dude. Ben Stiller's
a
power. Awesome.
You have to give it to Stiller.
Because I was like, you were like Chris Farley. I was like, no. And you're like, oh.
dude,
Chris Farley. And then ever since then, he'll like DM me like fucking videos of Chris Farley just like going off.
The fucking... He made a list of his top 10 rappers of all time. It got me. Because I met you when you listed your top 10 movies. And I was like,
you fell for that?
I fell for it initially. I was like, dude, this is the fun. I think I retweeted it. And I was like, dude, this might be the funniest list of all time. He just listed white rappers. His top five was like Beastie Boys.
You did it on a purpose to mess with people?
Yeah. It got
that's
me.
So funny.
It got, I
and
thought it was the funniest
so fucking
thing.
Pissed. I had like, yeah, Beastie Boys was in there. NF.
Beastie Boys is top five is fucking crazy.
Where'd you dream that up from? What were you doing? Where did that, I don't know.
JP, do you remember what was happening at that time? Something was happening and I was like, it was something that was kind of going
to
viral.
Troll black
yeah,
people?
And I was trying to, yeah, absolutely.
Dude, I think it would be funny if I bothered black people. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, this is like a heat-seeking missile on a black going. Twitter, dude.
There's a real easy way to do that. There's a much easier way than a top 10.
Teach me, Shane.
No. Chill.
Like, who's the best basketball players? You're like, oh,
Bird.
Steve Nash.
Stockton.
Yeah, Stockton.
Pistol Pete. Yeah.
That must have fucked people up, dude. You wake up, you're a black dude, and you see the top 10, you go, fuck.
That would.
They were pissed. It was doing so much that MGK ends up. I had Machine Gun Kelly in there.
Nice.
He ends up responding to somebody and goes, you got to listen to this album, and then put the like shoulder shrug emoji. So he was buying into the trolls.
MGK was on your side, being like, I am the best.
Yeah, yeah.
He's I am top 10.
Yeah, I am top 10.
I am top 10 all the time. I'm right below the Beastie Boys.
Yeah. I think I had him right above J. Cole.
J. Cole. List. Eminem,
piss the brothers off.
Eminem's number one.
Yeah, Mac Miller, Biggie, the Beastie Boys, Tupac, Jay-Z, NF, Lil Wayne, MGK, and J. Cole.
So you're mixing it up enough to where you're mixing
it up where I was like, wait, he put Biggie right there.
Yeah.
Beastie Boys above Tupac. It's crazy.
Top tweets was, this is white nationalism at work.
That's right. They were giving me so much more to play off of, too.
Well, it got me. I remember seeing it and being like, wait, is Will dumb enough? And I don't, that is really mean to say. I shouldn't have just said that. But that was my initial thought. My initial thought was, I was like, wait, he did have Ryan Reynolds. You meant that. You were not trolling.
On him being like favorite comedy actor?
Tier one. And Owen Wilson, just because you liked Wedding Crashers.
The Owen Wilson
is charming. Owen Wilson is charming, but not
Wilson,
tier one. Not
the Owen
tier
Wilson
one.
Is a troll.
Support,
Owen Wilson is a troll because I like Vince Vaughn more. I like,
yeah,
like Vince
Vaughn's
Vaughn.
Funny.
Vince Vaughn might be number one, but Ryan Reynolds is my top three. I love Ryan Reynolds.
But now
Reynolds.
You're doing
what's,
it again.
What's
Vince
Ryan Reynolds
number one?
What's
dude?
Ryan Reynolds in? That's
you're
so funny.
Saying my favorite. That's objective. So I was about to sit up and start yelling.
What's he in? What's Ryan Reynolds in?
Van Wilder, and that's it.
Deadpool.
What is it? The Deadpool, proposal?
Oh, my bad. Did I chop his head off?
Oh. Guys, you're going to want to put your guns down. That sense of humor fucking drives me up a wall, dude.
You, Ryan Reynolds is a beast, man.
It's unfortunate for him because I think he was one of the first like snarky hot guy comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
But then since then, it's been
Just Friends.
It's been copied so much that it's so annoying. Just Friends is really funny. He's undeniably funny. But he's not better than fucking Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, as far as best. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you are right about that.
You get hype on RR. Ryan Reynolds. I can see it now.
It's just one of those where I was like holding back. I was like, I didn't want to be like, dude, Ryan Reynolds sucks. I hate him.
Because you were talking about being nervous on the pod.
Yeah.
Because Taylor was an offensive lineman, right?
No, I wasn't nervous about that. I was nervous because it was 90 fucking degrees and I didn't know you guys that well. And the fucking
You're
questions
hot around
were
strangers.
Like, wait, you got fucking fired from SNL? Like, 2 years later, I'm sitting there. I think Taylor was like, what happened? Like, dude, you want to know what I said? Why are we doing this?
Yeah, bro. Because, you know, like, again, the dogs, shout out the dogs. The dogs are even coming in on that episode. Like, these boys don't even fucking know Get these fucking amateurs out
and
of here.
And then the second one we did at Notre Dame.
That was fire.
That was a fire. That was.
But
that
you
was,
hated
that
the way you
fire.
Looked.
Yeah, my face. I took Adderall. My face was dark red. I was hammered. And I was just saying shit. I was like, Michigan fucking sucks. They went undefeated.
You're like, they're the Clemson of fucking.
They got exposed.
They did. I mean, they always
lost to TCU, who lost by 70.
That's kind of nice to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Michigan is. I mean, they're like phonies in the Big Ten. Like, I want them, number one, I want Big Ten to win.
Yeah.
So I want Big Ten, the conference, to always win if Nebraska can't be the fucking victor that comes out of that conference.
Huskers. Yeah.
So when Michigan shits the bed, you know, you got to just pour into like, yo, when can we get a real fucking team in the mix? But yeah, Huskers all day long.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Why are you like Huskers? I played there.
There you go.
This is my Taylor. He has no idea. He's going to get you. He's red. Look at these shoes, dude.
Study for Danny McBride. And he's like, who's coming over?
I watched one interview for D. McBride. Not even the whole thing. I got two questions out of it. It went perfect.
That's all we needed.
It'll be an hour.
Thank
got
God.
Two questions.
Then we went back to the trusted whacking off material.
Dude, Jesus. There's
we got McBride and talked about jizzing for an hour. And then we were like, thank you. All right, see ya.
Dude, I was watching that. I was like, I wish I could have been in the conversation. I'm big jerk off fan.
You like to talk about jerking off?
You've come to the right place. Yeah. In fact, you're sitting exactly where I like. Sometimes I like to.
I forgot about jerking off to a big screen TV. That's
I haven't done
so
that.
Crazy.
I don't think I've ever.
Never did?
I don't think I've ever done it.
Really?
Jerked off?
Not since I was like a kid and we had to. Jerked off porn on like a TV.
Like a common area jerk off.
I don't even use laptops.
I might rent an Airbnb.
Strictly phone, man.
You're just phone.
I'm the phone man.
Are you like in your bed and you try to like stack your pillow so you can set it up so you don't have to like hold
no,
it while
just
you're
one
doing
hand.
It?
I've got it down to a real science. And then lately I've been holding the camera. I've been like, somebody's going to see this.
Oh, you kind of avert your.
Yeah. Like, it's a weird thing to whack off being like, fucking people are watching.
People can watch you, dude.
I'm convinced it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on Instagram Live and then accidentally go on Pornhub.
That moment exists. Happen. That moment does exist in a server somewhere. They look through your camera and watch stuff.
If I get
they
text.
Monitor your face.
You're just saying if you're just in their hole and they're like, you know, them, they.
Yeah, like the owners of like cell phone companies, social media companies. You give them permission to like use your camera. They don't shut that off. So they'll like read your face while you're reading the news. And you'll like make facial expressions and they send that information to different companies.
Yeah.
Different companies buy
that's
like.
That's getting a reaction from you. That's why they just have headlines that are outrageous. Nobody reads the articles. You look at a headline and you go. And then you're like, all right, my aunt who's a dumbass is, I'm going to send this to her.
Yep.
I do it with O'Connor. I'm like, look, Trump exonerated. Send it to him. I didn't read the article. He reads the fucking article, highlights how I'm wrong, sends it back. I'm like, stop
I'm
reading.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm convinced. I'm convinced someone's. I'm gonna fuck up.
Shane Gillis jerks off.
It's what an insane, insane video that's gonna
be. It'd
be
nice if it was just stills, just screenshots of like.
It's gonna be that's it the whole time.
What's in your
at the end?
What's in your Pornhub search bar, dude? What's in your search bar?
I don't even want to tell you right now, brother. I was in a hotel this past week.
That's what I was gonna say. Is there a better
dark
place?
In there.
Is there
things
a better place?
Dark on the road.
A fucking spider web, dude.
Is there a better place to work to jerk off than a hotel room?
No. Right. I really don't think there is.
This is nice. If I look at mine, airplane it's just bathroom. Stepbrother, stepsister shit.
That's not bad. That's light work.
I can handle that. That's not as embarrassing.
That's like
as
coffee
I thought
table
it'd be.
Reading material.
The worst is when you catch a nasty one, and then your recommendations the next time you go on, it's like fucking lady in a. There's one that's like a lady in a wall, and on the other side, dudes are just. It's like a glory hole for a lady.
She's Interstellar.
Yeah, she's Interstellar, and dudes are just. I think I caught that once or twice.
Yeah, dude, the glory hole stuff does get a little weird.
That's a dark time.
The glory hole? Yeah. That's a pretty evil technology. It's a great idea to, you know, to
be
like,
gotta
be
an ancient
put a hole in the wall.
It's got to be an ancient one.
Yeah.
That's in dudes' brains.
Yeah.
Like, drill a hole in that, I'll stick my dick in that.
Oh, for sure.
That's been since day one.
What if you didn't know who was on the other side, but you knew
that's the whole point of the glory hole.
Hang on. You knew you were getting a blowjob.
And then you
didn't know.
And then you hear
all.
Your dad sneeze.
Yeah.
You hear, man. Hello.
Yeah, yep. Phil Gillis speaking.
No. How do I get out of this thing?
You got to keep quiet. Oh, you got to finish. You got to keep quiet. You can't go, Dad. You got to just nut in his mouth and never tell him.
Yeah, or just shoot it through the hole and like, just let him know you're done.
You got to never tell him. You can't let your dad.
Can't even put your fingers through the hole at all.
Is that my get boy? His mouth.
So you're saying, would you? So the proposition is the glory hole's there. You know it's there, but you have no way of like confirming who's
correct.
On the other side. Yeah,
I mean it is for freaks.
Yeah.
What if you knew that there were two dudes and one chick?
You're talking about playing Russian roulette.
Yeah, you doing it?
Spin the fucking barrel. I don't know.
No.
I would just go like this. I would, no. I'd stick through in the first mouth. I would go, no, not you, because I know it's a dude.
Ooh.
Woman's gonna be the last mouth. Woman's gonna be like, fucking you guys.
How about this for
dudes? Are gonna step up.
$250,000.
Yes.
You don't get to say no.
Yeah, of course.
Will
would
I ever
go
know?
Get head?
Will I ever
yeah,
know?
Yeah, you'll know right after you're done.
They'll show you,
and so will everybody.
They hand you. They hand you the briefcase with a cummy mouth. Like, here you go, sir.
Yeah, yeah. No, they all have to. And at the very end, they all have to go. Whoever has come out, you know.
It's going to be the next great primetime show on Fox.
It's a good one.
Like the Masked Singer.
Everything we talk about is disgusting.
Would you do it?
For an amount of money, absolutely.
$250,000.
Not $250,000.
Well, here's the thing. If you would do it for an amount of money, you would do it just regardless.
No.
The money's just like a thing to say, like, well, they gave me a bunch of money.
That's not true.
Kind of. If money's irrelevant.
Me trying to talk myself out of like being gay, like, no.
No, if it was,
for
there is an amount. If it's a billion, obviously.
$1 billion? Yeah.
Yes.
It'd be irresponsible not to do that.
What
it
about
would be rude.
$1 million.
Yeah.
Well, you already said yes to $250.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$250.
He
bro.
Said no to $250. So now we're trying to figure out his number.
I would say no to $250.
But $1 million.
We're getting close. Yeah, no, dude. You got a guy sucking your dick?
But there's also a chance for a girl.
You don't know.
But does everybody know?
66% chance.
Know.
Wait, 60, oh, you said it's two girls,
people
one guy?
Find out, no,
it's yeah, like just say it's streaming on this camera. And
streaming.
It's like, you get to see the wall and people are like, there's two dudes and a
am
chick.
I going,
you know what's going on?
Am I going pants down like a little kid at a urinal? So yeah. Everybody sees my flat, gross ass while I'm getting
yeah,
head?
Yeah.
That's going to up the price. That's more embarrassing than getting my dick sucked by a guy.
Sure, we
got
to pick this whole thing apart.
Yeah.
The price for flat ass on camera,
yeah,
60 Gs.
You got to say yes just because it can change my entire family's lives.
I mean, you don't really care to change your circumstances a whole lot with
circumstances
the amount of
money you make.
Circumstances are great. $100 million would be helicopters.
$100 million, yes.
Yeah.
$100 million.
Yeah, $100 million is a no-brainer.
60 Gs, baby. Dana. $250's not bad, though.
$250's
not bad. That's fucking college. College, and you'd be like,
for who?
Done.
Yeah, you're thinking true, about Anthony. Your future kid?
College for the kids, yeah.
My nephew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You start a scholar, you could take that $250 and like make a trust fund with it and do a lot of good. I would send it right down to like a third world country, be like, yo, eat, boys, is on me. I'm going back to the glory hole. I'm Bono, dude. I gotta save these kids.
You guys are over there acting like rich guys. 250 is too much, dude. 250 is a good amount of, to suck a dick.
Oh, you're talking about suck. Oh,
to get your dick sucked.
Wait. Sucking a dick.
He said he don't even need the percent chance. He's not even playing Russian roulette. He's like, yeah, I'll suck the guys.
Dick. Yeah. You'll work the hole. I'm out. LeBaron's working the hole. I'm out, dude.
Yeah, that's
it's either LeBaron, Jabri, or the hottest chick.
Yeah, there you go. Now we're mixing it up. You got to know the guys.
So you're saying you just sucked dick for 250?
No, I fucked it. I said the wrong thing.
Too late now, dude. We made it. You had a contract.
For 250?
That's an oral contract.
I would think about it for 250.
You would definitely would suck it for 250.
No. I would think about it.
I'll give you 250.
We're talking about glory. Oh, he's like, I got sucked dick for 250.
I'll give you 250. You and me go back in that room right now.
Did you ever see the documentary Hookers at the Point?
No.
It was on HBO and they do those hooker documentaries.
Yeah, where they would like interview them.
Show like brief like GoPro footage or like with the audio. It'd be like the footage would be like of a steering wheel. Yeah, you hear the audio. Like, there's a guy who would get head and you go, I want to suck a dick so bad. I just want to suck a dick.
Oh no.
Hooker would blow him off. He just fester. He wants to suck a dick. I want to suck a dick.
Yeah, that was probably one of the last times I jacked off on to a TV.
Yeah.
It was like sex slaves.
Yeah.
Hookers.
Yeah.
Like devastated hookers too. Yeah. They were like drugged up. Wasn't it AC?
AC. Where was it? Yeah, there was AC. There was at the point, there was a bunch of them. And there's like a fucking crackhead lady would like talk in a hotel room for 10 minutes and a guy would just film her getting boned in like a.
Oh, man.
Fucking Ford Escort.
I can't believe they did that.
Yeah, that was.
I guess it was supposed to be like, it wasn't for me. Yeah. I was in like fifth grade.
True.
Sixth grade, just like jackpot. That was definitely that was definitely like an expose for normal people to watch it and go, whoa. But they were showing a lot of
people
sex.
People were fapping to that, dude. Yeah, that was fapping.
It was like porn and it was.
Yeah, I was getting a rush. I was like, fuck, this guy's picking up a fucking hooker.
This guy's gay. Yeah, boy, when you're that young, you get horny at fucking anything, dude.
Oh, true.
Shit.
Yeah, music videos.
You get crushed.
Dude, I remember literally jerking off to like a Poison Ivy poster. This conversation went exactly where I wanted it to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we gotta avoid this, dude. This is all we talk about.
Poison Ivy would get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's hot as hell.
I have a friend who was living by himself for a while, and then his mom got old and moved in with him, and he kept all of his titty posters throughout the house.
Beast.
Didn't take him down.
Titty posters in the house is...
It's so nice, hardcore. Dude. Nobody holds it down like that anymore.
No, bro. Like, my parents wouldn't have let me do that. But no, when I go over to my boy's house and he's got up the fucking schoolgirl photos and stuff, you're like, yo, you're the fucking man, dude.
That was the bad kid, though.
Yeah.
How's he doing now?
I don't know how he's doing. He's back. He's probably back in Deloge.
Yeah.
Deloge, Missouri.
That was one of the signs.
Working for the family. So working terrible. Working the family business, probably a flooring company.
Erotic posters and extensive hat collections are always a sign of doom. You saw a guy with like 10 hats on
the
wall.
Oh, the hung up fits.
Yep. That was absolute harbinger.
That was a dorm room. That was cool when I was young.
Yeah, it was. The coolest guys had them, and then they died.
Yeah, I feel like college is the phase.
You say
that
they died?
Then they died. Yeah.
All those guys are dead.
Yeah,
you had your fitted hats pinned to the wall in your college dorm.
Dead.
R.I.P., dude.
It's so funny because I'm thinking all my teammates, they would do that. All the flat bills. The snap, yeah. All the fitted ones. Just hang them on the wall. Like, oh, I want all the teams. I want all the colors.
Yeah.
You know when they're bringing one of their pieces over, they're just playing music throughout the entire night. You just know they're just getting it in.
Damn.
Thank you very much.
Back to the show. Who the fuck farted, dude?
Might have been me.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't even notice.
Boom, shakalaka.
Holy shit.
You boned to music? You used to play some music. You used to play some.
You used to put on the top 10 rappers?
You put on BC Boys?
No, it'd be, I would always love to do it to Freak a Leak.
Are you fucking kidding? Wait, you're kidding? You're serious? Please tell me you're serious, dude.
Is that serious?
Yeah,
serious.
You fucked a Freak a Leak. That's so embarrassing.
I'm saying I have before.
Wait, do you on the floor? Do you on the chair?
I made a sex mix on a burnt CD in high school. Yeah, it was like Usher. It was pretty tight. I think it was
you remind me of
it. Yeah. It was And Ursher John fucking
music like once. And I was laughing the entire time, dude.
I got so into it.
No, dude, you got serious. Girls would play.
I'm never serious, and sex, I might be the least serious. Mm. It makes me.
But you're also like,
I'm ever serious during sex, it's very embarrassing. I catch myself doing it.
Jesus,
I'm like, what am I doing?
What do you do?
What do you do to break it?
I mean, it still feels good, true, even when you're joking around. I'm like,
I'm about to come.
Oh, let me tell you.
Fucking around during sex is nice, though.
It's great.
Yeah.
It alleviates the tension. If it's like a serious, I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I can't get into it like that. If the girl's into it, great. But if I'm the one that's come here.
Yeah.
What's that movie
Oh, fuck, your pussy feels good.
Your pussy's nice. That's insane shit to me.
That's weird to me, dude. It does feel so good, though.
What was that?
I can't do it. I wish I could.
Dane Cook's bed. He's like, oh, yeah, my dick feels like corn. Yeah, butter me up.
Dane Cook, great.
Yeah, I mean, that was back then.
College days, he was fucking king of the world, dude.
Yeah. You just got to tell women while you're having sex with them, like, we're going to be together forever.
Yeah.
I fucking love you so much. Yeah. I hope we fucking die together.
That works. I'm going to fucking die.
Yeah.
That's what you tell me.
I'm a fucking vampire.
I'm going to die first. I'm going to give you all my money and I'm going to fucking die.
Oh.
That's what I say to them.
I can picture you being like the scene with Ben Stiller and Jennifer Aniston. Where he's like, when you get serious in your serious mode, where he's like, man, should I slap her ass and just give a little? She's like, oh, what are you doing? Like, I think I just had a twitch. Yeah.
Did Stiller slap Jennifer Aniston's ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What was that movie?
Along Came Polly.
Yeah, Along Came Polly.
Really funny movie. Philip Seymour Hoffman dominates in that. Fucking
Rain.
Yeah.
That character alone is the funniest.
That is crazy, though, because they do pitch it to you. They're like, here's a script, but Ben Stiller is going to slap your ass. She has to be. It's the same conversation. She's like, they're like, what's your number? And she's like, $250,000.
Yeah.
Or really like $250,000.
Yeah.
He starts fucking.
I was wondering what that would be like to be dating a girl that's been in movies like that. Not like porn. I'm just talking like if you were dating Jennifer Aniston at the time and she did
kiss Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. I'd be like, wait.
I think that'd be weird to me. Some dudes are like, oh, yeah, I don't care. Like they're doing their job. And I'm thinking like, yeah. But
no, I couldn't do it. I'd say no.
Yeah.
You can't take that script.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this will destroy me.
And if you're Jennifer Aniston, you're going to have to kiss someone in every movie.
What if there was a caveat where whenever she was kissing a guy in a movie scene, she was wearing like a really real lifelike dildo. So like while they were kissing, there's a dildo like hitting Matthew McConaughey's leg.
That's
kind of like a, you know, just to keep vibes.
Keep
really
him humble.
Keep humble.
Just keep him humble. Keep him honest up there.
That's a nice wrinkle.
Yeah, you know, just pressing into his stomach the whole time. He's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because my thought is like they're acting, so they're like losing themselves in the role. So
exactly.
They're going to feel.
They are.
They're into the person they're making out with.
What if your lady was in a sex scene in a movie and you saw her making the noises she makes when you have sex with her?
No, can't do that.
Whoa. You liked that,
bro. Yeah.
You're either faking entirely with me, or you liked that.
Or she's on camera being like, I'm done. Better. I'm ready when you are. I'm ready. I'm ready when you're whenever you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they're performing.
Ow. Yeah, I'm ready.
They're performing way better on TV, on camera.
It'd be crazy.
Yeah, they would have to
fully turn it on. Mm. You're seeing her on there. Just, yeah, and then you would be like, doing it for real.
It was like the most gratuitous sexy.
Like monster's
lady
ball.
Just getting dogged. Just hard dogged by somebody.
Fuck.
Yeah, man. Halle Berry. Who's Halle Berry's husband?
She's mad divorced.
She's divorced?
Yeah.
Who is she dating?
I'm looking up right now.
Did you say mad divorced?
Hell yeah.
Mad divorced. She's been divorced a couple times.
Oh, there it is.
You're talking about
Billy Bob ate her pussy.
Yeah, Billy Bob.
I'm out.
Yeah, true.
Pussy eating's tough, dude.
You know Billy Bob
slays. He ate a pussy for
sex real? Scene's decent, but like somebody going down on your lady.
Yeah. How real was that sex scene, Lemaire?
I mean, his face was...
Was it by Lance von Trier? If it was him, it was pretty real.
By who?
Lance von Trier. Yeah. You're the most perverted man.
Lance von Trier has the best, most realistic sex scenes. Are you Dr. Skin or whatever that guy's name is?
Emeritus Kool-Aid Man's the fucking glory hole.
He said, I'd suck dick for $250.
Kool-Aid Man. Kool-Aid Man, that fucking drop through a drywall. Just Like fucking Shockmaster WWE.
Yeah, Halle Berry said it was real.
Whoa. Halle Berry said she did get her pussy eaten.
Yeah, by Billy Bob.
What the hell did they do that for? Sweet.
Freaks, bro.
Billy Bob rules, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you, it feels like he slayed. He just got that confidence about him.
Yeah. Billy Bob rules.
Man, I'm gonna have to eat your pussy. I'm gonna have to do it for real.
All his roles and then cap it off with fucking Friday Night Lights head football coach.
Yeah. You wanna talk sports movies?
We can talk ball.
I saw you tweeting about it. Moneyball is top three.
Bro.
Moneyball might be number one. Dude, I watched it.
But don't you tread lightly on saying something like that? Because there's so many great ones.
What's better?
Tread lightly.
Watch it.
Tread lightly. Watch it.
Watch it.
Put the gloves on and walk the dog.
Moneyball got me. I watched it in, I think, South Carolina. Didn't I tell you?
Yeah, you're saying
I cried three times at the end. There's three cries.
It gets better every time I watch it.
There's three cries, dude. There's Hatterberg's home run. That's a cry.
That's a cry?
Yes, I cry, dude. I tear up when he hits that home run.
Okay.
When the fat guy falls around him first and he says, how can you not be romantic about baseball? That's, I tear up.
You tear up on
I
that
tear
part?
Up, dude. And then when he's driving at the end and his daughter's
that's
song.
That's 100%. I literally cried to that scene the other day. Like, we woke up Rue and stuff and I'm sitting there. And now that I have a daughter, I'm like, oh, dude, I can fucking, I'm so sensitive.
I don't even have a daughter. Hear that. I'm in there going. Yeah.
Like, hey, dad, you wanted me to write you this song. And then she starts singing and he's just sitting there in the camera angle and everything. Like, yeah. Brad Pitt fucking rips.
Brad Pitt rules.
But yeah, Moneyball is top three.
And what else is there? When I was a young man, obviously Rudiger.
Rudiger, yeah.
Rudiger. You rewatch Rudy, you're like, damn, this guy was a fucking pedophile psycho. He's like a 28-year-old fucking factory worker that's trying to college. Fuck college chicks. Like, I go here.
Dude, Friday Night Lights, bro?
Friday Night Lights is up there. But I just rewatched it. There's parts. I don't know. It's not Moneyball.
Yeah, because the where you're right there is like Friday Night Lights and getting better every time. Like Moneyball, legit. Anytime it's on TV a lot now. Yeah. I'm like, I literally throw it on and I watch
check it out.
Every time.
Wherever it's at in the movie, I'm like, I'm watching the rest of this. And then I literally just study Brad Pitt. I'm like, yo, he's so fucking cool.
Is he the main character in there? He is cool as hell.
Yeah.
Jonah Hill dominates that movie too. He's great.
When did this come out?
Have you not seen it?
Never seen it.
No. Oh, you got to see it. It's so good.
Bro, Matt, this is
good.
It's not even as much. It is a sports movie, but it's just, it's great.
Yeah,
it's about a guy overcoming his fucking demons, sticking to his guns.
Yeah. And some baseball analytics.
Everyone telling him he's wrong.
Negotiating, like front office shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, scouts. That scene's awesome.
Learning how to cut somebody. When he teaches Jonah Hill how to cut somebody, he's like, well, would you rather take five to the chest or one to the head? He's like, you got to let these guys know.
That's got to be. Yeah.
Yeah, which is true.
You played sports.
I've been cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to stink.
I cut myself. Dude, I went up to my O-line coach after the season, and I was like, I got to be like the worst player on the team, right? And he was like, yeah, you're towards the bottom. And I was like, all right, I'm quitting.
Oh, he told you that?
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to quit. And he was like, yeah. He was like, I can see that. And then the head coach was like, no, we need guys like you around. The head coach tried to keep me.
Oh, I've been cut.
But my O-line coach was like, oh, yeah.
You mean the guys like what?
Yo, that's so funny.
Yeah, I remember it was after a team meeting at the end of the season, and I was like, I got to be the worst player on this fucking team, right? It feels like I'm the worst
player
by far.
It's nice he was like towards the bottom.
And he was like, yeah.
Towards the bottom.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, I'd say, yeah.
But your head coach wanted
to keep. It was me and like walk on fucking wideouts. It's like, all right, I'm just as effective as them.
Yeah.
I'm equally zero.
You were in the beginning of the program, though.
Yeah,
it would have taken
no shit. You know how long time takes? That sucks. 4 years
God,
of
dude,
fucking
love
juice.
Four years
of getting your ass kicked every day to play one double A.
You're that legit. Blows. You're the guy you want to stay on the team just to hear how much you fucking bitch about every day.
They did like that. I was funny in the locker room.
Dude, you'd be the best at the cafeteria table.
I was.
You'd be like, yo, Shane. Tell us about this fucking practice, dude.
Well, you know what's funny? I had to drink my way into being cool on the team. So
really?
I went to Army first and quit right away. So all the freshmen in my class were already at Elon. They did summer workouts. I was like a new guy in my class. So they all like hated me. They're like, who the fuck's this guy? I'm like, oh, he's D1. He thinks he's fucking like good. They hated me.
What?
So then finally, like during preseason, we had a party. I was like, guys, watch me chug this beer. They were like, yo, Gillis rules. Like, wait, he's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, that was it.
Damn, they're hating on you?
Yeah.
Nothing worse than being the low man on the totem pole in like football, like just the locker room, dude.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
I just had to make fun of people. That's the only thing I could do.
The only
then you'd have
thing,
to go to practice and get crushed by everybody crushed. You made fun of.
And then you watch film with all the boys like, oh, what the fuck?
Oh.
Like, God, I look so stupid on this play. And you know all the boys are thinking it.
Yeah, I can't. Dude, I didn't know the plays. I didn't know the playbook. My friend played center. I played guard. We'd get to the line of scrimmage. There was a time when I got to the line and I said, is this a run or a pass?
Yo, are you just
and he was
a
like,
fuck
are
boy?
You fucking serious? Yeah.
I can't remember.
I was
those
totally
plays,
fucking off the entire time.
And I love that you like love ball. Like you still love football.
I still love football, but I know I can't do it. That shit sucks.
But it seems like you didn't even try to do it.
Yeah, because once something gets hard in my life, I just say, oh, that's actually stupid. And I make fun of it.
You're good at doing that. You found your
Yeah, and then I found the one thing that that's good to do.
Yeah.
Not the military.
Like, day one in the military, I was like, I'm not going to go get PTSD. These guys are go in my room and be like, I wish I could do it.
Yeah, just like, you want to invade that country? Why? Are you fucking gay for all the guys over there? Yeah, right, dude. Like,
you know it's all about oil, right? I was just quitting like a coward.
Yo, oh my God, bro.
There were dudes that wanted to quit so bad at West Point, they would break their own legs.
What?
They would like put their legs between lockers and turn. And because it's such a cowardly move to quit right away.
Oh, so they're trying to get
dudes
like,
would like try to get like medical. I was just like,
I quit.
I suck at this. I can't do it.
Yeah.
You talk about medical, like dudes in the league, like if you're going to get cut, if you're going to go from 90 to 53 and you know you're getting cut, like some of those dudes would try to hurt themselves in practice so they get on IR. Because you still get the benefits. You still get like $200,000, maybe $300,000. Get the 401k, get accredited.
I would rather.
If you get hurt.
I would do.
If you get hurt, like on IR and you need surgery. Like dudes, like, you know, if they have like some shoulder going on, they're either trying to act like it's way worse than what it is, or they're like trying to hurt themselves out of practice.
I would glory hole before I intentionally tore a knee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a little
it
bit of
feels
shame.
So good, dude.
Getting a glory hole, yeah.
Dude. Even if it was a dude just going hard on you, you'd be like, that's how much a guy right away. So, right when you started getting sucked, you'd be like, dude, for sure.
Now you, that's a dude. Now you have a choice. You can either kiss through the glory hole or just get sucked. You can audible. You get to the line of scrimmage, you're like, blue for the two.
How long? You gotta make out for like just minute, as long as like a blowjob. Like, you gotta make out for
if it's a glory hole,
until
make out
another person comes.
You just swap a tongue, too.
You could swap tongue or put your ass up there.
They did that. There's a clip of there's a show. You ever see this show where you would go in there, you'd be in a pitch black room. They had night vision. They would have something on the other side of like a glory hole, essentially. And you the game was you had to smell it and guess what it was.
Yes, yes.
You're the one that got
it's an ass.
So, and if you guessed, there'd be like a green light or a red light. There's a guy in black light or night vision. He's like, stinks like ass, and then the green light comes on, and he's like, oh no,
dude, just an ass.
He just goes,
oh,
right into a dude.
You know, and it was just probably like the sound guy, they didn't like bring in a special ass for that, it was just a sound guy,
totally just like,
hey, you might go pull
you
down
would
your
be
pants.
Funny, like, just bring him
in. Total blackout,
total blackout. I can't believe they did that to a guy.
Let him smell someone's ass.
Wait.
It's gotta be illegal.
They put the ass to the hole, or
yeah,
they guy, you know, touch and then.
No. A guy stuck his face into another dude's ass. It was just like, oh, that stinks like ass. Like ding, ding, ding.
You are correct. How much did he win? One probably like.
Yeah.
He just got to the next round.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That would be go home shit.
Yes.
I'd
I mean, once
so
you smell
mad.
An ass, it's like, all right, I'm locked in.
I'd be like, they just humiliated me. My family's going to watch this.
So stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, have you been cut? So, you've been cut. What's that like?
Oh, brother, I've been cut twice in 1 week.
Nice.
Yeah.
How's it feel?
The first time sucks. Like, the first time it was after, like, when I got put back on practice squad, so it was my rookie year. Shanahan comes in like, hey, you know, we're going to let you go. The good thing is we feel like we got something that nobody else in the league knows about. So you feel like, you know, oh, I'm pretty fucking cool. Yeah. It's like, so we're going to try and get you back on practice squad. But it sucked. Like, you know, you just tell your parents and tell your friends like, yeah, I'm getting fucking axed. Yeah. And you don't get to go to the games. You don't get to dress out. You don't get to do none of that. So I'm just playing GTA 5. That was back in the GTA 5 days. All weekend long. So you get done on Friday. They bring you in at 6 a.m. on Saturday to do this god-awful workout. But then you're free the rest of the weekend until next Tuesday. So I'm just playing GTA 5 and Madden. My boy that was at Virginia Beach, stationed at Virginia Beach, he'd bring his Xbox out. We'd fucking double up the TVs and just order pizza all weekend and play video games. Awesome. But the other times I get cut, like the one time, the time that sucked the most getting cut was the Titans. It was 2017 year. Wait. No. That was a lie.
I played 2020. I had a franchise and I would cut you every fucking year.
Put me on the back on practice squad.
White linebacker.
Get that boy.
Get him out. We don't need that.
We got too many white guys. Yeah. But getting cut by the Titans, like my heart was fucking racing, dude. I was like, I like walked up the stairs. I was like out of breath, and I already knew what time. I already knew what they were doing. Yeah. They cut me mid-year as John Robinson. We had, you know, I had been there prior to that, but like they cut me. But then a couple weeks later, I got put on practice squad as like a vet, as like a 7-year vet. I'm on practice squad, which is like fucking. You're like, God damn it. But
they still pay you.
You're still
right?
Making money. Yeah. Yeah. You're still getting, and you don't have to take it as serious just because like you're not part of the game plan or nothing.
They should rename that team, by the way. That's an offensive name, the Titans.
Practice squad?
No, the Titans. Yeah, the Titans.
They should rename that.
Why?
They did hard. You ever know what the Titans did? They like ate their children.
Yeah, like Saturn.
Yeah. Kronos.
He said it's offensive, man. We gotta change the Titans.
Almost everyone.
Yeah, like raped and ate their kids.
Yeah. That's what bears do.
The Titans are from Greek
Bears
mythology.
Do that. Dolphins rape.
True.
All of them. Any team name, basically.
We should get rid of all of them.
Yeah.
So you think it's who do you Patriots. Think it's offensive to?
Anyone who doesn't, you know. It's like, I don't want to think about fucking Kronos eating his children.
I don't want to think about Greek gods.
The Titans.
Or whoever
before.
The Titans were fucking
the Titans
with.
Are the fathers of the gods.
Yeah.
What savages, though? That sounds like savagery.
They were nasty.
Yeah.
Thank fucking Zeus, dude.
Praise Zeus that they're not even here anymore.
We need to change
fucking
that name.
Killed Dionysus and ripped his heart out.
We've changed enough names, dude.
They did.
They did that to sweet Dionysus.
Dionysus and only his heart remained, but they brought him back to life. Thank Sick. Fucking God, dude.
It's awesome that was just their marvel back then.
It's crazy, dude.
And that everyone was like, no, it's real.
It's totally, yeah.
Imagine if you thought the Marvel Universe was real.
Dude, it's not that hard.
You had to live every day just like, dude, if Iron Man shows up, we are fucked. Iron Man's pissed at us.
Think of all the fucking tax dollars that would have to go into rebuilding all the cities that they fucking destroyed. You ever think about that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
like 1,000-pound gold statues. Yeah, get fucking
an entire city
over.
Gets no, wiped out. Talking about, thank God they saved us. It's like, yo, how am I going to get to fucking work tomorrow?
It's funny. I like that. Superman picks up your car and just launches it into a building. And just like,
what the fuck's he going to do about that? Insurance going to cover that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be wild. That would suck, though, getting cut because everyone's so pumped on you. And then it's just like, hey, man.
Then they're like, yo, you kind of, you ain't it.
I do like the thing of being like, we got something no one knows. That would work.
That would
I'd
work.
Be like,
I'd
yeah,
be
like, I am like a secret asset.
I'm a secret.
Yeah.
I'm the top secret weapon.
And I'm a rookie, so. I'm like, hey, Dad, but listen to this, though. He said, like,
he
I'm
said
kind
I was
of a
the,
secret weapon.
He said I was the secret weapon.
Yeah. It's just because I wasn't good on special teams at the time.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you need work on special teams.
How's it feel getting, one thing that was funny is a kid I knew got drafted, but he got drafted by the Bengals back when they sucked. And it was just instantly like, you play for the fucking Bengals. I mean, like, there's something about that. And then he got picked up by the Patriots. And then it instantly was like, damn, he plays for the Patriots. I don't know why.
Is that how you think about it?
No, but there was something like that.
Where you
I remember
kinda,
it.
Yeah.
I understand it doesn't, you can't control where you get picked.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a part of it like, I play for the Browns. Or I'm with the Houston Texans. People are like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
And, that does suck because for my rookie year, I think the Washington, the football team, the Redskins, HDTR.
Yeah.
RIP.
Generals. We were like 3-13. We were 3-13 that year.
Commanders.
I wish that new ownership would fucking change the name back, dude. Like, what a way to come back onto the scene. Change the name back to the Redskins.
Aggressive.
Why don't they just give the team
keeping
the
it was
Americans?
Racist. Changing it back is racist. Changing it back is truly like, no, we don't care.
Dude, but there were so many, like, I feel like there's so much of the fan base that lived and died by the HDTR, bro. Like, they even had the studies of the reports that the Native Americans, they didn't care.
They got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck about this football.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They don't. I don't think they would give a fuck. And they should give them a stake in it, like the casinos. Just fucking divert like 5%. Like, here you go, bros.
Yeah,
you're recording.
Yeah, each of you get $3.
Yeah,
they're not the best deal makers. They might take that.
True.
But we were 3-13 that year, so it did suck. Saying like, yeah, I played for Washington. Like,
yeah,
we can. But girls don't care.
Girls have no idea, but there is, the girls do care. Like, say you get drafted in the MLB, you play for the fucking Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
Or you get drafted by the fucking New York Yankees.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You're both minor leagues. Who gives a shit? You play for the fucking like Sun Dogs and fucking. Mm-hmm. But there is something that comes with being like, I play for the New York Yankees.
True.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even though there's no difference.
It's a different, you're getting a different class of snitz, basically.
Snitz.
Yeah,
I root for
the Pirates. You're gonna get
nice Pittsburgh snizz.
Yeah, you get good Pittsburgh snizz, but you're not gonna get like Yankee snizz.
Yankee snizz.
Yeah, get Pittsburgh.
You're gonna get Cleveland Brown snizz.
It's like either taking off a business suit to eat pussy or pajama pants to eat pussy.
Dude, I rooted for the Cowboys when I was on Washington because I grew up a Cowboys fan. Mm-hmm. So we'd be like playing the Cowboys. I'd be like,
you mean the Cowgirls?
Watch it.
The Cowgirls? Got him.
I wish I was in that.
Dude, if we Oklahoma drilled, I would fuck you up so bad.
What?
They're Philadelphia's biggest rival. The Cowgirls are Philadelphia's biggest rival.
Oh, I forget. Yeah, yeah. Congratulations, by the way. You guys got a fucking hell of a squad.
Hopefully. Thank you. Appreciate it. We just wanted some.
Tough schedule. Yeah, what were you saying though about the Cowboys? I'm sorry.
No. I was just saying like I root like the when Cowboys were 12-4 and they went into that playoff and that the whole the catch mm-hmm. with Dez. I remember being on the sideline and thinking like, we're not in the playoffs, so I hope the Cowboys win to get some good momentum going into the fucking tournament, dude.
They were that's another one that's like an undeniable, like there's certain, like if you I don't like the Cowboys, but putting that star, that helmet on,
yeah,
must be the coolest shit possible.
Has to. Best, in the NFL, best media market in the game.
It's got to be up there in the NFL is the coolest thing you can do.
Also, here's a question.
Steelers are pretty sick, though. Putting that's nice.
Yeah, that feels a little more gritty. Like, Cowboys feel more like, you made it.
Yeah.
Hollywood, Showtime.
Yeah. So when you went from college locker rooms to NFL locker rooms, did the dicks get bigger?
Definitely. You were on Nebraska, dude. That was 80% white.
Amir Abdullah?
Amir Abdullah probably had a hanger.
Hanger, bro. Whoa. I'm talking about a pipe.
Yeah.
Sorry for putting you out there like that, Amir, but.
He carried you guys, dude.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah. Was that like week one? You guys almost lost to like some 1AA.
Oh,
team.
And he, that
you
last play of the game. Yeah.
Like 80 yards. Yeah. He was like, we're not losing.
Hey, but he had a hammer on him. But I mean, yeah, there's some. Dudes are swinging some weapons.
The Hogs, yeah. I'm always curious.
My nickname was, unfortunately, Scrimp.
Oh, fuck. Oh no!
Unfortunately, Scrimp.
But you—I mean, remember? Remember the case?
I caught a glimpse of the Scrimp. I caught a glimpse of the Scrimp. By the way, I called it out because it was just my own nightmare.
Wait,
if everybody
happened?
Saw my Scrimp, I'd be fucking ruined. Dude.
What happened?
Your Scrimp was actually decent. For the situation, you had a decent Scrimp.
And I was on Adderall too. So
everybody's Scrimp was zero, dude.
Someone's all your at. Yeah, if I saw my Adderall Scrimp, dude, it'd be...
Scrimp's so nice. We're
that'd be a question whether it was a wave or a particle. You'd be like, I don't know how to quantify this, dude.
Yeah, bro. We had this The Scrimp. It was a cornerback.
How'd you see his Scrimp?
He took his pants off during the case race.
Right.
Oh, bro. Hey, Matt, I was blacked out, bro. And I had my pants down, like. Took my pants off and everybody's just hammering home on my little boy.
That was the most devastating hangover.
When I woke up and I saw a text from JJ Redick talking about the size of my boy, like having my pants off because Big Cat had texted him during that.
That hurt.
The scaries were high.
The scaries have never been
high.
Because
I didn't even remember my pants being off.
I didn't care. I forgot about most of it. And I was like, and Big Cat, we were all talking, and I was like, I don't give a fuck. That was funny. And then I looked at the comments for 1 minute, and I was just like, oh, yo, holy shit.
Me and Shane are texting like every day.
I got murdered, dude.
Was that the first one?
That was the first one.
Why? I still don't understand why people spazzed.
Because, I don't know.
You put how many people were in
Shane
the room?
Shane came in. I can identify it. Shane came in, just big dog in the like sass and like you know people don't understand your guys' relationship. So you're big dog and big dog and a couple people where he's swinging his piece around. Shane and I are competing on talking about how much money we make at one point.
That hurt.
That'll get people.
That one. That was Shane, sad. Shane like threatened Stephen Che.
No, yo, Stephen Che threatened me.
Self defense.
He's like, yo, I'll beat your ass, dude.
I was like, I'll have you fucking fired, dumbass.
Yeah, and he came out and tried to
fight. That's funny though.
It is funny.
There's no question that it was funny, but I'm saying like, it's like if you guys had a case race and somebody was coming in trying to like big dog the boys.
Hold on a second.
Your crowd is literally just commenting.
I will say, I didn't intentionally come in big dogging. They all started being like, Shane, is this funny? What's about it? What about the? And there was like enough compliments that I started being like, dude, shut the fuck up, relax.
And then it got a little.
That makes sense.
And one dude, I forget which one, took a swing wildly. He was like, what are you like, Chug Bros? You're like a college bro? That's funny. I was like, you work for fucking Barstool, dude. You guys are all 40 pretending you're in college. It was a battle, dude. I was fighting everybody. It was not good. One of my greatest regrets is that case race.
That's so funny.
I know. It was devastating.
There's no question that you were waking up like, oh, man, I just want to tell these boys that you can't run this.
Yeah, that's like the Manhattan Project. They got to shut it down, dude. Just close it.
Well, they started it. They came in talking shit. Big Cat came in immediately trying to talk shit.
If we were watching film, there's no question we could identify it quick.
Yeah. I can't handle compliments very well.
Yeah. Because I want to say, it was like you and Sass, you guys, I think we're talking about comedy.
I make fun of Sass constantly.
Yeah, for sure. And Sass was taking a lot of heat for like the joke. I'm the Joker and how much he talks.
The Joker baby is hilarious. I'm the Joker baby is funny.
He's the best.
Sass is the best, but I love hitting him with that shit because he just started headlining and I was like, oh yeah, you deserve it. You've been doing stand-up for fucking 3 months.
Yeah.
Were you Twitter famous? Yeah, you should be headlining.
Was that in the case race?
He just shut down immediately.
Oh. I'd pull trigger after
NKB had bad vibes.
Really?
Yeah.
KB had bad vibes because he's talking about his getting in his apartment. He doesn't want to drink. Like, he doesn't do well with, like, carbonated.
It was an intense environment.
It's a nightmare, dude.
And it was competitive because everybody was talking about the big dog being in town, how you drink everybody under the table.
It got competitive.
I'm coming in, like, to a couple guys, like, we wanted to be on the same team.
It was talking about who's going to win.
Because people would be like,
It got competitive.
Yeah, we drank.
I drank, I don't know how many, quick. Like 16 beers in, like, an hour. I was fucking retarded.
And low key, we were about to win, me and Nick. And Shane ends up. Because you got to riff. Like, if you're drinking, you have to riff. But Shane, like, he'll throw him back. Like, he went to a bathroom break. And I looked at Nick and I was like, here, take this. I was like, we got to get to drink and Let's talk, drink. We're about to win. And Shane comes. He's like, oh, who is who?
I was with Roan. I was like, Roan, sit
He's
back.
He's like, oh, Roan, sit back. Don't even worry about this. Roan had like 4 beers and he just bangs two to win the game. And we're like, yo, fucking bullshit, bro.
It's devastating. It was such a mistake. I ended up, that was a terrible night. I did cocaine later that night.
Yeah.
It was couldn't be sadder.
I woke up still fully, the bag race right afterwards.
Did the bag race immediately. Full bag race. Just like, where is it? We got more. We gotta hurry up. Dude, the thing about like working together on stuff just oh man, that's a fucking rough
so
night.
Fucking funny.
When was that? That might have been during I had an alcohol tear for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From like case race to Super Bowl. I was like full
bender
for like 6 months.
Shane's like, you're done playing ball, bro.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That was great. He was like, year 10. I was like, look at you. You're eating pizza, getting blacked out with us, dude. You're going nowhere.
Yeah, you ain't fucking playing ball anymore. And right when the Falcons called and I was going, I hit Shane right away. I'm getting signed, bro.
I was excited for you.
That was funny though. I missed the because you did another one recently, right?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
I was much more relaxed. Everybody was having fun.
Yeah,
they'll figure that out.
Yeah,
they got to throw something in there to cool it off, or like a wild card.
Well, we just knew we couldn't do that again.
Yeah,
because that was so bad.
How did they reformulate it?
They threw in like you got to eat 16 cupcakes.
Shit, right? Yeah,
that slowed everybody down. Yeah, we all made like a truce. So I was like, we're not going hard.
Yeah, don't go.
I'm gonna keep the pace. Don't take the lead because then I'm gonna have to.
Yeah,
cupcakes is worse. I feel like.
Yeah, thankfully I was with Brandon Walker who just munched the cupcakes. He ate all the cupcakes.
Dude, he was smashing donuts.
And he got food after.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He's a house, bro. Like when I was leaving because I was just at HQ before I came here. He's literally. All these boxes of donuts are out, and he just ravaging
the man,
through him, bro.
Dude. He's a southern man.
Yeah. Gentlemen.
Southern gentlemen stare diabetes in the face. They laugh at it, dude.
True, yeah. It's nothing. I got to stop being such a pussy about it. I just got to get the beaties.
You're not getting beaties.
I could.
Of course.
My pa has it.
Of course you
could. My pa also earned it, though.
Yeah.
He was, dude.
So he's got the diabetes you can just.
Type 2, yeah.
Yeah.
Type my mom two. Gets the other, my mom has the other one.
She got numero uno.
Yeah.
Oh, she's bone.
She got unearned fucking diabetes.
She was bone with it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Actually, no, I take that back. She got it from her pregnancy with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
I gifted her diabetes.
True. You're like, give me more.
I said, take this definite cross that I'm going to have to carry. Hold it for 25 years. I'll take it from there.
Yeah, I forgot. Women do get diabetes in pregnancy a lot.
Yeah. Dude, your mom got diabetes from you being in.
Maybe
in the belly,
a
bro.
Unit in there.
Yeah.
Just munching.
I
in
came
there.
Out a unit too. They're yeah, you're like, holy shit.
You're a fetus. You're like, raise the insulin. Perfect. Yeah, yeah. Acceptable levels.
Kill her. She is my vessel. Kill her.
Yeah. I'm still hungry.
I'm fucking starving, Mom.
Don't eat that. Eat this.
Yeah.
That's the girl.
Who's your college team, man?
If I had to pick one out of all, probably Georgia Bulldogs.
What the
Get
fuck?
The fuck, dude. Gosh, man, they're my first
one. Not Notre Dame, but not.
You're
came
lying,
out.
Right? No, they came
to
my. I don't
not
know.
Notre Dame fighting.
I
oh,
that
just came
out.
Okay, thank God.
It probably is the Fighting Irish.
What about the South Carolina?
Because your boy?
Game? You've been a big
yeah,
Gamecock
much.
Guy.
If I see Irish win, I'm like, nice.
Shane's
nice.
Happy somewhere.
Shane's pumped, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, we had a good time at Notre Dame.
That was awesome.
We outside the pod, like, we were fucking hanging. Awesome. All the old linemen were coming through.
That was awesome.
Shane was in heaven, like, oh. Show me your technique, boys.
Yeah, you were checking him on the line.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
Getting drunk and pass setting in front of dudes that are actually good at it is hilarious. So
funny. And they're all telling him how funny he is. Like, I just saw it. Like, I'm sitting there on the outside looking and just happy for him, man.
Tommy Reese came over.
Yeah,
that was
and
nice.
Shane's like, hey, Tommy Reese, the OC, like, he's going to come through. Is that cool?
That's awesome.
I got to hang with your old man the day before.
Phil, yeah.
Yeah.
Another treat.
And your boys, bro.
Yeah. That was Chris and Tommy.
Yeah, Chris and Tommy.
Downstairs.
Yeah. They were here?
They live downstairs.
Oh, fuck. We got to say what's up to. All right. So if I keep up with them on the gram. They don't post a whole lot. They're like you. Like, you don't post a whole lot either, man.
They post more than I'd like them to.
You got to shut them down.
I like to keep my guys quiet. You should be humble. Let the product
Every
speak
time
for
I
itself.
See a story come up, I'm like, oh, I wonder what the shape boy Shane's up to. Like, you just share somebody else fucking, in this arena fucking watching Shane Gillis. You just share it like, I fucking do arenas.
I don't, but I got lucky this weekend. Did some.
That was nasty.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was absolutely. I forgot.
That was devastating, though. Hershey was, so we did Hershey's Arena, and it's my hometown. So it was every single person I've ever known was there.
How sick was that?
It sucked.
Really? Are you just nervous because you're like, I got to perform for my squad?
Yeah, and you got to like say hi to every single person you've ever met. Take pictures. Everybody's like, we're so proud of you. It's a
you
very
slam beers with the boys.
Yeah, that's what I did. But Charleston, I enjoyed more because I didn't know anyone there.
It was chilling. Yeah,
when it's your hometown, it's a very
Your
parents are there. You got to bring them back to the green room.
It's high school reunion. Yeah, it's high school reunion.
Yeah,
it does, that is a weird pressure.
You're crushing it though, bro.
Thanks, man.
You're crushing it.
Thanks.
You're one of the fucking best, bro.
Stop,
dude. The arena.
You're the best.
You should have seen.
Shut the fuck up.
I know you hate compliments.
You should have seen him, dude.
Matt, shut up. You should have seen Matt.
No,
Matt had the tough spot and fucking delivered.
It was all right.
It's the hardest spot. An arena, way worse than a theater.
If
you go first to the theater, it does suck. Everybody's coming in from getting drinks. As soon as the lights go out, everybody's like,
scrambles,
fuck, we got to hurry up and get this drink and get back to our place. Arena, the entire arena was outside drinking.
They fill in, yeah.
The whole time Matt was on stage, every single stairwell was filled with people.
Yep.
And I was like, damn, that would be... Because that's the only spot you can really see is the lit up stairwells while you're up there. And you're like, fuck. No
but you make once if you know it's coming, it's like...
Yeah.
You know, it's like, whatever.
You got to mentally prepare to be like...
It's teamwork. Yeah. You go, I'm going to open these guys up.
Yeah.
I honestly don't mind that. I see it and I go, I mean, dude, if they're all sitting down, I would have crushed probably times 10.
Yeah.
I basically kill the hardest.
Yeah. You're a little less competitive than I am. I would have been up there like, they don't know how good I could have done. The whole time. I'd be like, I'm actually better than this. Into an arena.
Fuck you.
No, that all lives inside people. It's just like you can like through practice, like have that dead end somewhere in like a line of thoughts like,
It's all about the
show. What do I care?
It's like, it's all about the show. And inside you're like,
yeah,
it's fucking not about me at all.
It's stand-up. It's a very individual sport.
Hey, you keep your poise. You'll get Shane going, like when we were at the Super Bowl and we went out that one night and I was like, oh, Shane, they got you opening? I see you as an opener. You know, basically he had that look right there. I'm like, man, I'm just fucking with you, dude.
I was like, just watch. Well, just watch the show. Yeah. See what you think during the show.
Yeah. Another good time.
Super Bowl was, that was the end of my bender.
Yeah.
That was a brutal stretch.
Super Bowl, from, yeah. Dude,
I was going to say, that is a stretch, bro. Because that was
a stretch. And then the Phillies playoff run killed me.
Yeah.
Phillies World Series killed me. Then straight to the playoffs. I was just.
It's not fair to you that those teams are winning like that.
It wasn't fair
that
Philly was winning like that.
It's not fair to you.
And then they lost all of them.
True, yeah.
So it was all for nothing.
You
drank
all those beers
for
nothing, dude. You're trying to help them win.
I was trying to will them to victory. That Super Bowl hurt.
Yeah, I bet. Especially that call that they had there at the end, too.
That hurt.
Yeah.
Because that was some horseshit, dude.
Drake Party was sick, dude.
Oh, bro, the fucking the Drake Party. Show. I forgot about that, man.
What happened?
When we went in the Super Bowl, at the Super Bowl, we went to the... like a Drake concert. Mm-hmm. Christian McCaffrey, legend.
Legend, bro.
No one on earth would have done that. He was inside already. He was like, I can get you in. And I was like,
but he got you in before us, right?
Yeah, but Taylor's weasel ass snuck in with me. But Taylor, also great man. He was like, we were both like, we can't go in. We got to get all those guys in.
Yeah.
And outside, it was
what
like,
sucked
it was
is
like
we, had,
fucking,
we had to sever one of your boys.
Yes,
because there's only a few. Yes. There's only a certain amount they come.
One guy couldn't get in.
It was like cutting somebody. You had to like put your hand on his shoulder.
He got in, which made it even more awkward. Because then he walked up to us. Was like, "What's up, guys?"
Was it the chef comedian? Yeah.
That's so funny.
We're like, we can only get four or five or something like that. Because I had to cut JP and the boys loose.
It was devastating, dude. It was like the border.
Yeah,
there was like a slight. There was a fence. There was. 1,000 people against the fence. Like, what I said.
He's not lying, bro. It was like the CDC.
Some people
and everybody
say
was like,
back
like zombie
you,
apocalypse.
You, you'd get to like push through everyone.
Remember when we thought we were about to go in with Kittle?
Yes.
Kittle comes in. I'm like on the phone with Kittle. Kittle pulls up. He's like, hey, what's it looking like? I'm like, oh, I think we got we're about to get in. Somebody's going to let us in. Do you got the wristband? He's like, yeah. I was like, I think we're about to get in somewhere on one of these doors. He's like, all right, cool. Kittle, I'm about to pull up. He's like, I see you. So I was like, all right, cool. Get off the phone. Kittle gets out and he's got this little entourage with him. But I'm like, hey, boys, I think we're getting in. Oh. Kittle's got his crew and he's walking. We're up at the gate.
I was delighted when he didn't let us in because they all switched. They're like, Shane, we need you now. And I was like, no, dude.
Yo,
so I was like, can you get me with Kittle? Can you get me with Kittle? They're like, we'll see.
That's bullshit, bro.
Like, we'll see.
No,
as soon as Kittle goes past, doesn't let us in.
I never had the will see.
Shane, help.
You're kids in cages.
No, we'll see. I never will see you, bro.
You're kids in cages, dude, on the other side of the fence.
And so Kittle's going and we're walking up. We're like, guys, right behind. Kittle's Kittle's counting them in and goes, all right, that's the last one. And Taylor's the next one. And we're standing right there. The gate closes and we're like, George. He's like, guys, oh, I'm sorry. I just can't.
He's not. He's half the man McCaffrey is. McCaffrey.
Yes, bro.
McCaffrey was.
C-Mac was literally standing the whole
inside,
time.
Stays on the phone with me the entire time to get us in. If that was the other way around, I would be like, oh, I can't hear you. Oh, shit, Drake's on. Dude, this is incredible.
How many people were there?
Oh,
it was
wild.
It was like a small arena, like a small warehouse.
Gotcha.
It was at the airport. Yeah, it was a hangar. It was in a hangar.
How many? Yeah, I don't know how many people inside. 2,000?
Yeah, it was
a lot, bro.
It was not. Yeah, it's usually.
And then what? We're seeing Richie Incognito.
Richie Incognito. He fucking
McCaffrey. Where everybody?
He tip dipped to me immediately. I walked up to Incognito. He was like, "What's up?" I was like, "Whoa, dude! That's like the most disrespectful thing." But he's the biggest dude of all.
He's a fucking house, bro.
Terrifying.
God damn.
He bullied me immediately, and I was just like, ha, ha, ha.
"Hey, massive human
him.
Being!
I'm gonna kill him someday."
But we're all vibing and Drake.
Someday I'll be strong. Yeah. Someday I'll be just as big, and then we'll see.
I want
to
be myself.
Dude, he did this. He just went, "Sup, dude?" I was like, "What?"
Well, it's funny because you're trying to get in. There's a pain of not getting in. Then you get in. They're just bigger, stronger, rich
bigger,
guys.
Stronger
on
dudes.
Pussy. You're like, yeah. I thought I'd be the best ones. I was
I
in
thought
here.
I was so cool.
Hey, remember that old white dude that fucking ends up going into like cardiac arrest, like. Right next to us in the section,
what?
He like tips over.
What?
You don't remember
was
that?
Was I a part of that?
You were. We were in that section.
I don't
the
remember
Richie
that
section.
Guy. A guy went into cardiac arrest?
Yeah, Drake, some old white dude that you know probably paid six figures to get that section.
It's a good way to die.
Tips over, bro. Yeah, everybody was spazzing out. He had to get carried out. I can't believe you don't remember that.
I was too busy looking at all the guys.
Yeah.
True.
Christian McCaffrey comes over, and Christian's like dancing. Like, he's just one of the boys.
He's one of the boys.
He's one of the fucking boys.
God damn
it. LaShawn came by. I was like, dude, this is going to be so sick. LaShawn knows me. He slept in my house when we were kids, dude. He's going to be so pumped. I was like, Shady, what's up, dude? He was like, just kept going on. I was like, oh man,
Shane was we were boys back in the day. Like he slept in my house.
I was like, he slept in my house twice, dude. He definitely knows me. He remembers me.
He just jumped over you,
dude. He totally was like, yeah, what's up? Kept talking. Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
One time we watched Predator,
yeah.
Dude. Remember?
I remember when I made your MySpace in my house. We did that together.
That was hilarious. Bro.
I was in there getting crushed.
Oh,
dude.
It's so funny.
But that's just like, it makes for the funniest moments, man.
It was so funny.
Because even when all this stuff happens and goes on, we're like standing off to the side, like having those little inside jokes. Like, yo, he didn't give a fuck about me. We're all like laughing, busting each other's balls. First time I ever met Richie Incognito, bro, he was going through like a mental health thing at that moment. Like he was like off of his meds at that point.
He goes through mental health.
Yeah.
He's a big guy to go through mental health.
Bro, first time I ever see him and he's like.
He's a Nebraska guy.
Yeah. That's what saved me.
Mm.
We played against each other, Washington, Buffalo, when he was on Buffalo. Yeah, and he was like, they're like, oh, you guys, you guys have played against each other before, blah, blah, blah. I was like, Richie, nice to meet you, man. And he's like, yeah, I remember you, smaller linebacker. He's like, you realize I kill you, right? And I was like, you know, he had this like, it wasn't like a no. Yeah, he wasn't
bulldog
joking.
You too?
Yeah.
All right, good.
He goes, you realize I kill you, right? And I was like, yeah, but you know, fucking Nebraska. And then he like grabs my arm like a gladiator handshake and pulls me forward. He's like, loyalty, blood brothers. And I'm thinking, yeah, hell yeah. But I'm thinking in my head, what in the fuck is going on?
He's like, you look hammered.
He's like, you look like somebody who has a six pack, and he like lifts it up. Clearly I don't. He's like, oh, you feel that? Oh, you ain't
sucking.
Yeah, he's like,
that's all you realize is sucked in while you're doing it.
And then he pulls up his shirt and has me like feel his stomach.
Nice.
And he's like, oh, I got something under there too. You just gotta feel for it.
He's jacked.
It's loyalty.
It was insane. He ended up getting kicked out of the wedding. He was there for
Who
Taylor's
kicked
wedding.
Him out?
He got kicked out of a wedding.
It was Taylor's wedding. They had to he was part of the groomsmen party, and they ended up having to
he was fucked up.
Get him out of there. Yeah, but he's solid now.
That guy goes. Hey,
dude, when I went to Oakland and saw him again, he was like, you know, he's like, oh, the boy hugging me and everything. I was like, oh, thank God.
That guy, he's like the problem within an NFL team.
Yeah.
Like, if that guy decides to spaz, even NFL players are like, everybody run. Oh, get out of the way.
Bro. Yes, bro.
He was like that guard for the Bills, that black dude. I forget his name.
The black. He just stops.
His name is Jordan?
Jordan, I'll look it up.
I don't know. Oh, it's 2:55. You guys got to run. You got to run.
Yeah,
that's what I meant to say.
Here soon. He said the vibes are too high right now.
Let us know when you want to leave. Let us know when you leave. We're good.
We're talking ball. But yeah, going into the locker room and then like yeah. Richie's a stud.
Yeah, I'll show you a photo of this guy. It's comical.
I've heard of him.
It's comical how big this dude is.
Matt, a house, bro.
Yeah,
I'm gonna look him up right now.
One of the boys you definitely want on your side. They say there's a story at Nebraska. There was this walk-on. His name was Rigoni. And he was a walk-on. Somebody was nuts on special teams. Would run down
Imagine
on kickoff.
Imagine that guy tit-dipping you in front of everyone at the Drake show in front of Christian McCaffrey.
I would take it.
There's nothing you can do.
I would freeze.
Yeah. I went.
He's huge. Richie Incognito's bully reputation goes back to 2002.
Yeah.
Bro, listen to this. Like, so Rigoni, a dude who busts wedges.
Brock Lesnar.
Yes.
He's
a massive Brock Lesnar. Yes.
Huge. Yeah.
But this dude who was busting wedges, he ends up getting beaten up by a jump by these frat guys. So they have this team meeting, you know, fucking preaching like, you know, this is a band of brothers. Like, you don't let nothing happen. So Richie Incognito gets Rigoni. They don't really know each other that well. Mm. He goes, hey, after practice, like, I'm going to take you. You're going to show me where this guy's house is. Fucking after practice, he gets him in the pickup and they're driving down Greek Row or whatever. And he's like, point out the frat, like which one it was. And Rigoni like points it out.
Oh my God.
They park it. Richie goes up, knocks the door, right when they answer, he fucking kicks the door in and just starts beating up the frat. Starts beating up the frat, dude.
Dude, get off me, dude.
What the hell, dude?
Dude.
probably got standing up on that.
If you were up in your room and you heard your brother screaming, I'd be the dude in Saving Private Ryan, just sitting in the stairwell like, no way.
I'd jump out the second floor. I'd be WTC. I'd jump out the second floor, dude.
Like, they're like, probably all hide. That's literally a nightmare. They're like, this isn't real. The biggest dude on earth just broke into the house. If he did that right here,
Bo Pelini was on that staff. Coach Bo was on that staff, and when he recalls that, he remembers like kind of the coaches talking about it. And then the next day, when it's like the headline or stuff's coming out about it, they're thinking like, "Oh shit, we shouldn't have got the boys going." Yeah. Richie's gonna fucking team meeting, murder. Like,
somebody's got to do something about this. Holy fuck, that is a true nightmare.
Damn,
it was always
biggest. Think of being high in college, you're like, dude, listening to fucking Asher Roth.
You have a gelled spike and a visor on. You're like, no, dude, come on, man.
I got so much fucking pussy last night. Straight to fucking the scariest thing possible.
Yeah, like that chick you had sex with was kind of drunk. You're like, fuck her, dude.
Yeah, I think she was like passed out, dude. Who gives a fuck? We're never gonna die.
A dude just steps on you. Like,
Oh fuck, man.
What did we even do?
What? I didn't do anything.
That sucks. Oh.
Yeah, it's
that would be a fun show. Navy SEALs infiltrate frat houses, and just like how quick can Navy SEALs take down frat dudes?
Yeah,
it's you should do it for one of your next little sketches.
Little.
Do one of your little skits.
Why don't you do one of your little skits on that?
Yeah, just beat a little bit.
Seals versus Incognito would be nice. Ooh. Trying to clear a house with like five Richies hiding. Pop out from behind a couch.
Get Richie involved. We can get Richie involved.
He'll do it.
Yeah.
Seals will do it.
They can use just like little like riot guns.
They can try so hard to take. Yeah. Tasers, he'd fly through them.
Yeah.
He would fly through a taser, dude. Get Richie some PCP. Let him out. Naked into a town. Good luck.
Go berserker. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, it'd be a berserker. You'd have to really get him a lot.
Dude, whole countries were built off of just one dude like that back in the day. You get one guy like that, you're like, we're going to take over the hemisphere.
Yeah.
He would just smash through huts, eat kids, and you're like, sweet. Yeah.
The frat hut. Just dudes chilling. Just like, yeah, we stole so many horses yesterday. No. Spear. You're like, get back.
Yeah, he would be a good, like,
he's a Viking
leader.
Yeah.
Only his bloodline survives.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd strangle every kid. Kill kids. Spencer Brown's a beast. That's a Viking.
Who's Spencer Brown?
That guy on the bottom. That tackle. Plays for the Bills.
The Bills.
There he is chugging a beer. From the Viking. He was a Viking.
Dude, I love that. I love how you got the Gabe.
Gabe, Kid Rock, Spencer Brown. The three bros. The holy trinity of bros.
You got Gabe's jersey up. I need to get you a 5-1, bro. You put in your clause until the time is right.
Till year 11.
Until year 11.
It comes back.
So you're playing again now?
No.
I thought you said you were on the Falcons.
Well, so
were you
the Falcons
fighting dogs
were
or something? What happened?
No, I had a
fight
gambling
dogs,
show
gotta
going
play
on.
For the Eagles.
You know what?
I had a gambling show going on at the time, so the NFL blackballed. The NFL blackballed me and kept me out of the league.
Oh, especially the Falcons. Because of Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
Calvin Ridley sucks.
Which he is free now, but the NFL, they ran like a psyop and kept me out.
Wasn't he doing nothing? Calvin Ridley?
Well, he did some parlays, or I think he did some like individual bets, like.
Yeah, but
like on his teammates,
and also the amount was like nothing. Oh, he was betting
$1,500.
Yeah,
was what it was over. Lost however much was in his contract. Million. We're talking millions.
God, he couldn't just have a buddy do it for him.
I didn't know it was his own team.
It was his own
boy. Parlay on his own team's tough.
Yeah, but he's picking his own guys over? Like over.
He's hitting the overs.
On
he's
rushing
not hitting
yards.
The,
yeah.
He's not
he knows that
others.
Would be tough.
He just wanted to play some fantasy football.
Yo, Calvin, you didn't think
he
I was going to get.
Did.
Like, yo, Calvin, you didn't think
was
I was going
like
to get three
receptions? Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. But the gambling stuff was going on, so we were trying to make it work. But I literally was down there. The contract was there, signed it, and we had an addendum for like keeping me out of gambling moving forward.
Yeah.
And the Falcons were like, all right, 15 minutes, we'll send this in the league office. Like, we should be good to go after this. I sit there for hours, bro, and they're like, hey, go back to your hotel. Like, we'll let you know when we hear something. I get called that night. This is Thanksgiving week. And I get called that night. They're like, hey, the NFL seems to think you're really far away from getting close to signing. So it's probably better if you go home. Like, we'll take the next few weeks and try to get this thing figured out. And it basically, like, I had to separate from Barstool, terminate my contract with them, pay back money that I've gotten. I do a lot of things, bro.
That sucks.
I do a lot of things. So, and then at that point, it was like we were trying to play into the whole playoff Willie thing. Like, they were in the playoff hunt at the time.
Yeah.
But when they're out of it and there's like 3 weeks left, it was just like, it's just ain't.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. But they would have got a nice little spike in jersey sales.
We were having fun with it.
It would have been good. It would have been a good financial decision for the team.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Art knew.
Yeah.
He even texted me. He texted me not too long ago, like, hey, I still want to try and make something happen this year. I was like,
yeah, let me know.
Just let me know how much time you need. Like, I'm going to need to get in some kind of shape. But, no, it's been a hell of a run, dude.
I have those dreams,
You get the call?
Literally dreams.
Yeah.
I'm just playing high school football.
Oh, that's pretty tight.
Then you're like, wait, I'm 35. What the fuck? And then you wake up.
Oh, no, it's been a good run. It's been a pleasure. I do got to get rolling.
Yeah.
Dude.
Bro.
Thanks for doing it, man.
You're the man. Bussing with the boys. Check out Bussing with the Boys. Yeah.
You're the man.
You're the man, bro.
Nice Will to meet Compton. You. Bussing with the Boys.
Yeah.
Shout out to Taylor. Let's do it again.
Hi, Taylor.
Be awesome. Goodbye.